50-year-old transgender woman allowed to compete in teen girls' swimming competition, Use Girls' Changing Room. By Warner Todd Houston on December 15, 2023. A 50-year-old male-born transgender swimmer has caused outrage after being allowed to compete in a teen girls' swimming competition in Canada and was even allowed to undress in the girls' changing room. Outraged parents are blasting the Canadian swimming organization for allowing Melody Weishart to compete in the Trojan Cup in Barrie, Ontario, on December 1 to 3. Weishart, who competed at the East Bayfield Community Centre, is a professor at York University and has caused blowback before for competing against young girls. But this month, parents are speaking out. One parent told the media that the girls were terrified when this 50-year-old man strolled into the locker room and began undressing in front of them. The male added that parents organized to hold up a screen of towels to shield the girls from undressing in front of Weishart. Despite the discomfiture of the parents, Weishart's participation was sanctioned by Swimming Canada and Swim Ontario, which issued a statement to the Toronto Sun defending their decision. In partnership with Swimming Canada, Swim Ontario has a robust system of policies, procedures, and rules that support our member clubs in providing a competitive experience that is safe, welcoming, and inclusive for all participants, the statement read. Swimming Canada and Swim Ontario believe swimming is for everyone. People of all shapes, sizes, genders, beliefs, and backgrounds should have the opportunity to swim to the best of their ability. With the expectation that our registrants treat each other with respect and dignity, and keep our sport environment free from harassment and abuse. The last time the activist professor swam against teenagers was in November when he swam in Toronto's Markham Pan-Am Centre during the Richmond Hill Aquatic Centre's Fall Classic Swim Meet. The 50-year-old teacher swam against girls aged 13 to 15 in that competition. During that meet, the organizers tried to deny that Weishart competed until they were confronted with the program of the meet proving that Weishart was on the schedule. They then admitted that he did compete. Women's sports advocate Riley Gaines blasted the meet for allowing a man decades older to compete as a teenage girl. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.